We'll go to them at the end, just so we keep a little bit of a flow here. So with that, we'll get started with Eric Francis. Eric, go ahead.
Jonathan, just a couple of questions. First of all, it sounds like that dinner went really, really well between you and Brad Treliving. What did you guys eat, and what made it such an impressive meeting?
Yeah, obviously it was get to know each other kind of dinner. Obviously we never met before, so I think, you know, obviously if to make the signature or to sign, obviously we wanted to meet in person and make sure, you know, what kind of person I was and everything. And yeah, obviously that dinner went really well. I mean, we got along and you know, obviously get the signature, and now I'm you know, I'm in for the next 9 years, and I'm excited, and you know, excited to work with Brad.
And why Calgary? Like, what attracted you to this offer and staying long term with a team that you know haven't you don't know much about?
No, you're right. I don't know much about it, but I think the team that traded for me, and you want to play for a team that wants you. And I think, you know, talking to all the management, and you know, they seem really excited, and you know, made up my mind. I want to play there. I want to play in Calgary, and you know, we got it done. I'm really excited, and just excited to get going now. I think, yeah, now the business side is out of it. Now it's just to go win some games.
Have you called Mackenzie Weegar to tell him to sign as well yet?
No, I haven't talked to Mackenzie yet. I mean, it's been a little crazy last night. It was late last night. You know, we got it done, and I think now, obviously, I'm gonna give him a call. But he congratulated me, and hopefully, he signs too.
And sorry, last question. When you last played the Calgary Flames, or you know, I know you guys don't play them very often, what was your impression of the team? What do you remember thinking about this Flames team?
It's a hard team. I think last year we played. We got beat like 6-1 or something in that building. And obviously, it's a hard building to play in. The fans are electric, good atmosphere, and it's a good team. I think they're a physical team, and I'm just excited. I think we have a lot of depth in the lineup, and you know, got some signature done too this week, and it's looking, the future is looking bright. And you know, it's not in the 2 or 3 years. I think it's now we want to win, and you know, that's why I signed there.
Okay. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, we'll go to Cammy Kepke. Cammy, go ahead.
Hey, Jonathan, congrats on the new contract. I know the last time we spoke to you, the shock was pretty fresh, and Tree was already pretty eager to sign you to an extension. But at that dinner, were there any questions or concerns that you had for him that Tree was able to answer for you that helped tip your decision to signing long term?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more about, like, you know, get to know each other, and obviously the future of the team. And you know, I know we have a good team right now, and that made my decision, you know, easier. And I think, you know, we want to win now, and I think at the age I'm at, you know, I've been through a lot, and now I want to win right now. And I thought the fit was really well. We have a good coach, good players, and I think, you know, mostly, like, I was asking him, yeah, where do you think I should live and stuff like that. I mean, more about the city too. And I think he talked so highly about the city that made me so excited to play there.
When you were doing your homework, were there any players or anyone else you reached out to kind of get a better sense of the city and why this might be a good fit?
Not really. I think, I mean, obviously, like, I was playing in Montreal. I play hockey with some guys that, you know, play Louis Domingue played there. And, some guys obviously reached out, and they said, you know, it's just a great city, the best city in Canada. And I think, you know, obviously being Canadian, I'm just excited, and I think it just fitted well. And I think at the end of the day, I'm excited to be a Flame for the next 9 years. And you know, that was my goal right from the get-go, and we got it done, and now I'm excited.
And last one for me, you mentioned that family has been a big driving factor for you. What was the conversation like with them about being in Calgary long term, and what was your nephew's reaction?
Yeah, no, they were really excited. I mean, I wasn't with them last night, so I think obviously called my parents, and you know, it's a big chapter in my life, and they're gonna follow me anywhere I go. But I think, you know, obviously they're gonna be there. They already booked their flight for the first game, October 13, and they're gonna be there for a couple weeks, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. I think my family has always supported me, and now they will support me in Calgary.
Okay, we'll go to Wes Gilbertson. Wes, go ahead.
Hey, Jonathan, congrats on the new deal.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, you know, I don't think you've even been to Calgary since you were traded. How important was it for you to kind of show that commitment to the franchise early? You could have easily, you know, waited a few months to feel things out. How important was it for you to sort of make that commitment known early?
I mean, it was important. I mean, it's a, you know, everything was business side was working for me and for them. And after that, you know, I know it's a good city to play hockey in. And like I said, the community is great. And I ask a lot of questions to a lot of people, but I think at the end of the day, you know, I wanted to sign long-term. I think they traded for me and I know that they wanted me and they were talking highly about me. And I think, you know, when you hear that, you want to play for a team that wants you. And that's why it was so important to me. And I think, you know, show dedication to them. And, you know, I want to give back to the community already. And I think I'm just excited to obviously go there and get to know the city a little bit more.
Can you give us a sense of how it kind of goes over a couple of weeks? Like, obviously, the trade is sort of a shock initially. But when you find out, you know, okay, this is my new city, like, how do you sort of wrap your head around a new start in Calgary?
Emotionally, it's been a roller coaster for the past, you know, few weeks. Obviously, shock with the trade. You know, I was a little down, but I think at the end of the day, you want to look forward in life. And that's what I told myself and my family. You know, I think it was important to kind of turn the page. And obviously, I played in Florida for a lot of years. But I was like, you know what, just you got to turn the page. And now I didn't know where I was going. You know, I was only there for only 1 year left. And I was like, you know, I want a commitment and I want to turn the page for good and focus on the new team. And that's why I wanted to sign, you know. And I thought it was a great fit for me and great city to play in. And I think that's why I wanted to get it done and excited to obviously to be a Flame.
Just last one from me, you know, largest contract in franchise history. I think a lot of people figure this makes you immediately the face of the franchise in Calgary. And I know you've been that before. How do you sort of approach that side of it?
Yeah, I haven't really think about it, to be honest. I mean, I don't want to put, you know, I'm not a guy that want to put pressure on me. I think I know what I'm capable of, how I can play. I want to get there. I want to be a leader. Obviously, I'm there for a lot of years. So, you know, I haven't met the guys yet and stuff, but I think just getting in September, go with the guys, skate with the guys, going to get more comfortable. But I want to be a leader, you know, on and off the ice and community, give back a lot as the kind of person I am. And that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, we'll go to Ryan Pike. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Jonathan. Congratulations on the new deal.
Thank you.
First one, I guess from your perspective, I mean, how quickly, I guess, did things progress when you and your agent were talking to the Flames in terms of, you know, obviously you get to town, they say, you know, welcome to the team, we're excited to have you. But how quickly did it progress to really having a solid contract offer on your plate?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't hard. I think I left that to my agent and Brad, and I think no conversation went well. And obviously, it's a business side of it. I mean, I don't really want to hear about it. I think, you know, that's a decision between them. And I'm here to play hockey. And it was just, you know, when it got done, though, it was a relief. Obviously, you want to know where you're going to be for the next few years. I mean, it's a lot of years. But obviously, that's, you know, just exciting. I think, you know, when we got it done, I think it's a great group of people, great organization. You know, the owner reached out and, you know, it's just like a great person, and it's just excited, obviously, to get there.
And I guess for you, obviously, you know, you don't really seem that focused on the business side, but from, you know, from your competitive side, does it sort of give you a bit of a boost sort of hearing that, you know, you're, you know, the cap number you're at or the size of the contract, biggest in franchise history, that sort of give you, you know, you're coming off a heck of a season. Does that sort of give you a bit of confidence going into the next few seasons?
Yeah, I mean, the way my career has been, it's always went up. You know, I always play better year after year. So I think it's the same attitude I have this year. I want to be better than last year and so on, so on. I think you're more mature at my age and you know what we have to do to get better. And I want to bring that with the Flames next year. And like I said, we want to win and I'm going to give everything I have so we can win a Stanley Cup.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve McFarland. Steve, go ahead.
Hi, Jonathan. Congratulations. I want to ask you, you mentioned the head coach, Daryl Sutter, you know, briefly. I'm just wondering, how much do you know about him just from stories you've heard from players that have been coached by him, and has he reached out to you yet?
Yeah, we talked a couple of times. You know, seems like a great person. Like you said, I haven't met him in person, and he hasn't coached me yet. But I mean, what I heard is you demand the best out of you, and that's what I need. And I think he wants you to play defensively too, and, you know, 200 feet game. And that's what I want to do. And I think I learned a lot throughout the years that that's how you're going to win the Stanley Cup. And he's won Stanley Cups with LA. And obviously, you know, that's what you want to, a winning coach. And he has a lot of experience. And I think, you know, I'm going to get out there and listen to him. And, you know, he's going to push me, and I'm ready for it.
You said you've talked a couple of times. Was it important to you to speak to him before you signed to get a sense of what you were walking into with him as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's excited. I'm excited. And, I mean, you know, he doesn't know me really. He knows me as a player, but as a person, not really. And we're going to get to know each other. And like I said, I think I'm just excited to work for him. And, you know, I think we have a great chance to win. And, you know, I think that's the perfect fit for me as a coach.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a few more here, starting with Salem Valji. Salem, go ahead.
Hey, John, congrats for the citation. I'm wondering about Brad's sales pitch to you, and you've mentioned a few of the things, but what did he tell you about the future or his team that he's built here? What did he tell you or demonstrate that you were like, wow, this is a team, a roster that I want to be a part of? What did Brad say in that regard?
I can just tell, and you know, in his eyes, the way he's talking, he wants to win right now and wants to build a winning team. And you know, he wants to go get players. I think right now we have a good lineup, and you know, our defense is really good. We have a great goalie. I look through all the lineup, I think, you know, we have just a good team, and I think he's excited, and I think he thought I would fit real well in that team. And you know, that made me think, you know, I want to be there. And I think for even for the next years, you know, he wants to win for a lot of years, not only 1 year. I think we're committed, and that's what I liked when Brad was talking to me.
And what does it mean when a GM flies across the country to have dinner with you? Like, what does that gesture tell a player?
It meant a lot. I mean, you didn't have to do that. I mean, we could have had a Zoom or something like that, but I think in person, that's how you get to know someone better. And I appreciate it, you know, for him to take the time to come and see me from Calgary. It's not a short flight. And, you know, we just had a great conversation. And, you know, he flew back right after. And I think, you know, that made me, like, you know, think that they really care about me, and they want me to stay there for a lot of years.
Okay. And just last one, like, when you sign a contract of, like, that magnitude, like, what's the moment? Like, are you surrounded by your family? Like, what goes through your head, like when you sign a piece of paper that has that type of impact?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's more when I woke up this morning, I was like, you know, like, that really happened. I think it's, you know, when you start your career, you never know what kind of career you're going to have. And obviously I worked hard all my life and to deserve that. And I'm just happy, but it's only the beginning of something good. And, you know, my goal is to, yeah, sign a contract, but I want to win a Stanley Cup. And that's my main goal. I think that's when you win that, you know, that's the thing you want to win as a hockey player, especially playing in the NHL. Thank
you. Okay, Matty Rose, go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations, Jonathan. It hasn't been long since we last spoke, but just wondering what you've learned about Calgary since that last time that you kind of spoke to the media.
I mean, obviously, I haven't been, so I don't really know much more. But I think it's I mean, just seeing like the comments on social media and stuff, I think Calgary is really excited to have me and Wings, obviously the new coming. But I think they're excited for the season. I think you can just tell like the atmosphere, and I think like from my perspective, I think everybody's excited, and they know we have a, you know, a winning team. And just to get out there, and I think I'll know more when I get to Calgary and get to know a little bit more about the city.
Has it been pretty cool understanding, you know, that you're part of a Canadian market team, even though you haven't been to the city yet?
Yeah, it is. I think it's going to hit me more when I'm going to get into Calgary. But yeah, I mean, I know I'm from Montreal, so I know how it is. But, you know, Calgary is different. And, you know, I'm excited for that journey and obviously to get to know the people there. And it's just exciting.
Congratulations, Ben.
Thank you.
We have a couple questions here in French. So we'll start with Patrick Henry. Go ahead.